Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And John D. Pilatus from Sitka High School is here. Good morning, Mr. D.
Good morning, Mr. Wilsey.
And you seem just remarkably poised and calm for what I know must be an incredibly hectic week for you.
Well, I'm often remarkably poised and calm.
Yeah, I'm
probably the calmest person I know.
There seems to be some conflicting opinion in the room.
I'm not sure.
We'll get to that. They'll have their turn. We have the Sitka High Vocal Jazz Ensemble here, and they're going to sing for us.
Just imagine that we're actually recording this in a concert hall, and we'll be okay.
Okay, we'll be fine. Yeah. Carnegie Hall.
Perhaps.
Maybe, yeah. Tell us why this is such a big week.
Well, it's Jazz Festival Week, we bring in artists from all around the country. We've got folks coming in from the East Coast and the West Coast. We have school groups coming in from as far away as Anchorage and our usual suspects in Southeast. We have 6 concerts that we put on for the public, and we have a variety of workshops and educational opportunities as well.
And I want to drop in some editorial bias here. Mm-hmm. There might be people listening who are new to Sitka, or maybe they haven't been to Jazz Fest before, and they're hearing you talk, and they're going, oh, artists from the East Coast and West Coast and high schools from around Alaska, and it's like, oh, just another high school event. But this is
I have made no secret that I'm not a big fan of jazz festivals,
mm-hmm.
This one is positively amazing. It's everything a jazz festival should be, go.
Yeah, Sitka has this incredible, whatever it is that gets people up here, you know, really remarkable talent to come up here and perform, plus the fact that they're all really cool and they love to share their art with students. It's just a wonderful 4 days.
It really is.
Speaking of wonderful, let's hear some music.
All right, sounds good.
Vocal Jazz
That's way better than you and I talking, don't you think?
I do agree. I've heard you say up on stage that you have the best job in the world. I think mine comes in second best today.
Well, thank you.
Can you really take credit for that? Did you teach them to sing like that?
I take credit for very little.
Okay.
But thank you. It's generous of you.
Let's find out who they are. Hi, Hallie, step up to the mic.
Hi.
Hallie Bernhoff. What grade are you in, Hallie?
I'm a junior.
Let's see. There we go. I got the right color code on your mic here. And how long have you been singing, Hallie?
My whole life.
Really?
I guess. you mean in like school or?
Yeah.
I started choir in seventh grade. So, yeah.
Okay. And is Jazz Fest kind of a highlight?
Yeah,
for you?
It's a lot of fun.
All right.
Yeah.
Good. Next is Samantha Robinson. Samantha, you're fighting off something here. Got a little bit of a bug.
Yeah.
Are you going to be okay by Thursday?
I hope so.
But I guess.
She's singing bass.
I guess you. you've gone from contralto right down to basso.
Yeah.
How long have you been singing, Samantha?
Since freshman year of high school.
And what grade are you in now?
I'm a senior.
Okay, so all 4 years?
All 4 years.
And where does Jazz Fest fall on the sort of the scale of fun things to do as a singer in school?
I don't know, like...
This is your first Jazz Festival, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, really?
So I don't really know, but I mean, I guess it'll be fun.
Okay. All right. So you're probably in for a pleasant surprise. And Rosie, that's good. Come up there, Rosie. What grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
And what part were you singing in that song?
Well, I was singing the second soprano part.
Okay.
So second.
All right. And was everybody singing a different harmony line through that?
There are four parts in the song, so we had Cassie and Sam singing the same parts together.
Okay. Nice. And I want to explore the idea of just how much credit Mr. D can take for teaching you all how to do that. Does he have a nice falsetto? I mean, does he help? How does it work exactly?
I do have a nice falsetto.
He
you
does.
Have to, I mean,
it's
just say it.
Beautiful.
You can say it.
This choir is different than the other choirs up at the high school because there's a few of us that we are able to go through our parts individually. We both, all of us can sight read kind of well, so we kind of give it a try, and then Mr. D will break apart the parts for us. And
okay. And then it's just practice, 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 right?
Yeah.
All right. Destiny.
Hi.
Come on. Hi. Destiny Rosas?
Yes.
What grade are you in?
I'm a senior this year.
And you had the little solo line in that.
Yeah, I did, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to doing that same number in front of 400 or 500 people in the Performing Arts Center?
Yeah, definitely. We've done this song I don't know how many times in front of people before, and every time it's turned out amazingly. So I'm even more excited to do it for an event such as Jazz Fest.
All right. Are you never sure how it's going to come out? I mean, when you start, what is it like sort of jumping off a cliff a little bit?
Oh, well, I believe it because... If I say so myself, we are as talented as what we think we are. Every time that we perform every musical piece, it's definitely an adventure, but I think we know each other and trust each other enough to where we know how it's going to sound and end every time.
All right. And and you have Mr. D right off.
Definitely.
Pushing you off the cliff.
Stage. Cassie.
Yeah, hello.
Come on up. So what grade are you in, Cassie?
I'm a senior also.
Okay, do you concur with what Destiny said?
I do. It's really fun performing with this group. We just, like, we all click really well, and we know each other well enough that just performing is so much fun every time.
Yeah, it's kind of magic to be in a group, and when you're all sort of, what do they call it? Say it in jazz, when you're in the pocket, right?
Yeah.
Do singers get into the pocket? Does it seem like you're just... one instrument rather than five women?
At times, yeah, I think it does.
They're making faces again.
Well, I think, you know, this group has been so fun to work with. It's fair to say we probably spend equal time rehearsing and laughing about just everything. So.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
And do you have to get up at real early in the morning and come in and sing, or do you when do you do your rehearsals?
during school.
Okay, yeah. Singers get a little bit more generous sort of hours. All right. Well, Jazz Fest is—it's happening. It's this week. I guess the first time to kind of for the public to interact with Jazz Fest is noon on Thursday.
Noon on Thursday, Harrigan Centennial Hall.
And there'll be brown bag concerts on Thursday and Friday at Harrigan.
Correct.
And these are always well attended, and the vibe at these brown bag concerts is just excellent.
Electric, yeah.
And then you'll have evening concerts on Friday and Saturday night?
Correct. We have concerts for our visiting student groups at 6 o'clock both those nights. We have our professional concerts, and we have our top groups. This group will be performing on the Saturday evening concert.
All right. So headliners and students are going to be on both nights, and you can parse out these tickets if you want. Yeah. If you want to just watch students,
if you want to see everything in the evening, $25 for the evening ticket. If you just want to see the visiting student groups, $10 ticket for the 6 o'clock concerts, and the whole deal is our festival pass for $45. That also gets you into our educational workshops on Saturday.
All right. So Old Harbor Books is the place to do this.
That's the place to be.
And the brown bag concerts are free.
They are.
All right. Well, thanks, Hallie, Samantha, Rosie, Destiny, and Cassie for coming in and singing this morning.
Thank you.
It's been great. John DePilatis, thanks for doing this. Thanks for bringing us this amazing festival with your co-director.
Thank you. And really, if you're going to go to the Jazz Festival, please bring a friend. Share it with people. So.
All right. It's all happening starting this Thursday here in Sitka. Mm-hmm.